It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So, over the weekend, I talked about Richard Simmons. He died on Saturday, but another celebrity also died on Saturday. Oh. Saturday was a bad day for celebrities. I mean, Richard Simmons died, Dr. Ruth died.
Yeah, you're right.
And Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty died.
Yeah.
Very sad.
I know. So Shannon Doherty was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and she moved to Los Angeles with her family as a child and got her start at age 10 with a role on a series called Father Murphy. Michael Landon saw her in the series and cast her as Jenny Wilder in Little House on the Prairie when she was 11, and she appeared in 18 episodes in the final season of that show.
Did you know she was on Little House on the Prairie?
I have no idea.
I only know her from 90210.
Yes, me too.
But that's it.
Me too. So her first major motion picture role was in a dark comedy called Heathers, which premiered in 1988, and she garnered worldwide attention and fame for her breakout role as Brenda Walsh in the Aaron Spelling-produced TV show Beverly Hills 90210 in 1990. And it was Tori Spelling who actually brought Shannon Doherty to her father's attention after seeing Heathers and being impressed with her performance.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So the show was obviously a massive hit. And with his success came an inordinate amount of scrutiny and gossip surrounding the cast, including teenage Shannon Doherty.
Oh.
Her character, Brenda, became the cast member that everybody loved to hate.
Yeah, I remember this.
And she left the show after the fourth season in 1994, after a period of strife between her, the other cast members, and the show's producers. Trouble between Doherty and her co-stars, Jenny Garth in particular, was also widely reported in the media.
I remember that.
Yeah.
She was kind of... Was she really a diva? Is that... Do we know?
Some people have said that she was kind of difficult to work with.
Okay, it's too bad.
At that time. But I think they said she kind of like mellowed out as she got older.
Obviously.
She was like a teenager at the time.
I think we all do. We mellow out as we get older. Look
exactly.
At me. Super mellow.
Yeah.
Lay back over here.
Yeah, definitely. So Doherty's career afterward consisted primarily of made-for-TV movies. And then in 1998, Aaron Spelling again cast her in another of his television series, Charmed, in which she played one of the lead characters, Prue Halliwell, the oldest of three sisters who are witches.
Did you watch that show?
I did not.
Have you watched anything with Shannon Doherty?
No. I know who she is, obviously, but I was a little... It was 90210 was a little before my time.
Yeah.
And I think Charmed was on when I was, like, of the right age for that, but I never watched it. Yeah. Did you?
No.
Did you watch 90210?
I didn't, no.
Oh, but okay. You never watched anything with her either?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Great.
Well, I sounded very accusatory, didn't I?
It did.
Sorry.
Yes. So Doherty also directed a few episodes for the series during the second and third seasons, and then she left the show in 2001 at the end of the third season, and reportedly her departure was caused by on-set and off-set tensions between her and co-star Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
so a little drama.
But Alyssa Milano, she's a little bit of a...
Is she too?
I think so.
Okay. So at the beginning of the 21st century, she jumped from one short-lived television series to another and by 2006 had moved into reality television, hosting a series called Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty, in which she helped participants end their toxic relationships.
Great.
That kind of sounds like I might watch that. That sounds good. I think it only lasted like one season. But she was also a contestant on the 10th season of Dancing with the Stars.
That
in
sounds
2010.
About right. Yeah.
Yeah. She was paired with two-time champion Mark Ballas, but the pair was the first couple eliminated in the second week. Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah. And she would reprise her signature role of Brenda Walsh twice for an extended guest starring turn on the 2008 reboot 90210 and in a 2019 dramedy BH90210. I'm not familiar with that, but
okay.
Yeah. Beginning during the time when she was working on Beverly Hills 90210, Doherty gained a reputation in the media for bad behavior that dominated her public image for many years. People magazine once called her the iconic Hollywood bad girl of the 90s.
Oh.
Yes. Between 1992 and 1994, coverage alleging fighting between her and her co-stars dominated the tabloids, particularly concerning her heated feud with Jenny Garth and further reports of heavy partying, on-set lateness, and physical fights.
Really? Physical
fights? Physical fights, apparently, yeah.
Man.
Doherty, for her part, admitted to making mistakes, blaming her behavior on the pressures of fame, her youth, and problems in her personal life.
There it is. Yeah. All right. That's a rough combo.
It's tough to be so famous at that age.
Yeah, you know? I suppose it must be, right?
So in March of 2015, Doherty was diagnosed with breast cancer, which had spread to her lymph nodes. She went into remission 2 years later, but then on February 4th, 2020, she announced that her cancer had returned and had advanced to stage 4.
Oh, that's sad.
June of last year, she announced that the cancer had spread to her brain and was terminal. In November of last year, she revealed that the cancer had spread to her bones, and she died from cancer at her home in Malibu on Saturday at the age of 53.
Oh, that's so sad.
So young.
Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with Shannon Doherty, did you?
I did. So we're going to play the theme song to Beverly Hills 90210. I
haven't heard this one in forever. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That's the theme to 90210. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record here on Legends?
Well, because we were talking about Shannon Doherty,
yes,
who sadly passed away on Saturday at the age of 53.
Very young.
Yeah.
Very young. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Shannon Doherty got her start as an actress at the age of 10.
She was once called the iconic Hollywood bad girl of the 90s.
And she reprised her signature role of Brenda Walsh on two different reboots of Beverly Hills 90210.
There it is. There it is. It's such an iconic television show from the 90s, 90210.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, probably the only other zip code people have memorized besides their own.
That's true.
Is 90210.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Shannon Doherty. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You can check it out anytime at your convenience. Plus, these videos that we were doing this, you can watch the Wiki Corner live on Facebook
every day
at 4:10. But you can also see the archives. They're up on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner, and they all appear right there for you. You can watch them. They get captions up there so you can see the words. You can read the Wiki Corner.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Definitely.
Looking forward to it. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. For our listeners on the air, we want to remind you that we want to tell you that we're going to be going off the air for approximately 10 minutes, thanks to our friends at Spectrum. They're switching out some equipment. And it's going to take us off the air for 10 minutes. They're going to do it here in just a couple of minutes. So it's just brief. We apologize. We appreciate your patience.
Hopefully this will fix some of the issues we've been having over the past several days.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather next, maybe. Legends 102.7.